When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, it's almost Easter. When Christians solemnly sit through Easter Mass reflecting on how they're going to go to brunch and eat a couch cushion worth of waffles. Easter also means, of course, Easter cards, but not every card gets it right on the first try. So we'll take a look at some of those early attempts tonight in our segment, First Drafts.
No, no, stupid!
Of course. Done. Of course, I cannot do first drafts without the help of my lovely wife, Evie McGee, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
I love the.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Counselor, I love your suit. That's very nice.
Yeah, I'm
nice
bringing it.
Nice to see you.
Don't mess with me.
I never do. So, darling.
Yes, sir.
Always lovely to have you out here.
Lovely to be here.
And you know how we play this.
I do.
Right? What happens is that you're going to hold on this card. You're going to hand it to me one at a time. And the top card that you hand to me is going to be a really lovely card, Easter card in this
case.
The kind you would buy at a store. But then the one behind it is going to be the first draft of that card that was not good and therefore was not sold.
Okay.
Got it? Good.
I got it.
Give it to me. Give me the top
card.
Good. All right. Does everyone out there understand?
I think they know, too.
I don't know.
We've all been through this a lot now.
I just need verbal feedback. That's all. All right, here's one.
Oh, are you feeling insecure? You need us all to say this is fun. Very good bit. Very good bit.
Really? What makes you think that a man who comes out every night and tells jokes to people who chant his name is insecure? Okay, this one's a little religious, you know, if I may.
All right.
It says, "He is arisen, alleluia." All right?
That is the
straight
point of Easter.
Straight and to the point, exactly. Yep. But the first draft said, "He is arisen. Wait, there's a later mass, then I'm a-going back to sleep." That's based on a true story.
That's so true.
That's based on a true story.
Did you hear the Pope is in the hospital?
What? How much in the hospital?
Respiratory infection is what I read.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
This is a big week for him. This is like his biggest week.
Well, come starting Sunday, it's his big week.
Well.
Yeah. Well, he'll pull it out.
All right.
He's the Pope, man. Scared me. I thought it was going to be like, he's in there and he's not coming out.
No, I mean, no. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. This one is great. It says, "You're one of the best peeps. Happy Easter."
You love peeps. That's your favorite.
What?
No, it's actually John's favorite. Our son John's favorite.
I love our conversations when we're doing this. This one's really, it's really more important to me than the jokes. Is the fact that you and I get a chance to talk to each other. You don't throw the cards away, but if we could, I'd love to talk to you for any length of time when you're out here. But if it could not be between the setup and the punchline, that would be great. That's all. And then we can talk for as long as you want, and that'll be great. But the first draft said...
By the way!
Did you hear about the Pope? But the first draft said, "You're one of the best peeps," which means you still kind of suck. just peeps aren't good. Peeps aren't good.
Okay, peeps
aren't good. They're not. What do you want to do for Easter this year? Because I know you want to talk.
Now we can talk. Now we can talk. Before we can talk. You read.
Darling, we can talk anytime you want. We'll edit it out later. What do you want to do? So do you think the kids are going to join us for Easter this
year? I do. All signs lead to yes.
Including our youngest who's at college. Do you think he's going to come back for Easter?
I think he's going to come back.
What leads you to believe that?
He said he would try.
Okay. Here's a cute one. Happy Easter. Oh, boy, look what our little Easter doggy brought us. Don't know what an Easter doggy is, but it's quite sweet. But here's the first draft. Happy Easter. Oh, God, Banjo ate the chocolate. I told you not to leave the basket on the coffee table, you idiot. Get him to the car.
That happened to you.
It did. It did.
Right?
That did happen to me. Someone I dated before you, and it's hard to believe that there was someone before you, but her dog, I never had a dog. I didn't know dogs couldn't eat chocolate, so I left my Easter basket on the floor, and dog came along and ate all of it and nearly killed. We did not date much longer after that. Okay, well, so how about this? Do you want to eat at home, or do you want to try to get a brunch reservation and
fight
the hordes?
At this point, I think we have to go at home. Who's
really?
Going to have us?
What? Who's going to have us?
It's too late.
I'm Stephen Colbert. We can get into TGI Fridays. Come on. Give me another one of those. This one's adorable. A tisket, a tasket. You found your Easter basket. So cute. But the first draft said, a tisket, a tasket, your Easter basket is the first in a series of clues. Go to the old church at dawn if you ever want to see your husband again.
Wow.
That's why that was so dark. That's why they didn't sell that one. That second one is not the good one, you might notice. Yeah.
The question is, what church are we going to go to when we go to church?
The Catholic church. We don't have to. We go to Presbyterian church. Evie's Presbyterian, I'm Catholic, and I will miss you. I see that. Thank you very much. This one has a nice picture of a cross, and inside it says, let the love of the risen Lord lift you up today and all days.
Very nice.
I'll end it on this one. It's very nice. But the first draft had the same picture of the cross and said, anyone seen my red scarf? Now, I'm sure, but wait a second. Normally... I'm sure some of you out there are saying, hey, Steve, I'd love to give my loved ones terrible greeting cards. Well, now you can, because you can order your very own set of first draft cards. All Late Show proceeds go to our friends at World Central Kitchen, who provide meals for people in crisis. And so far, you generous people out there, you generous people have, by buying these cards, raised over $22,000 to feed people who need it the most. And if you want to help out and get your own first draft cards, go to ColbertLateShow.com/firstdrafts or scan this QR code right there. Each box comes with two cards for each of six different holidays. And as always, Evie not included. Thank you for listening to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker. The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.